for the Opera Box. Thank you for listening.
La donna è mobile, qual più mal vedo, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre un'amabile leggiadro viso.
And good evening and welcome to the Opera Box, everyone. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, my playlist highlights one of today's most popular voices, the lyric tenor Juan Diego Flores. He is in high demand all over the world, and you can see why from the famous aria from Rigoletto. And we're going to hear him in the music and scenes of music by Donizetti, Rossini, Gluck, and Cimarosa. It's too hot to go out, so join me here in the Opera Box.
Amore, la donna è mobile, qua più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensier, e di pensier.
The rapacious Duke gives out with his opinion that women are insignificant and fickle, and he doesn't care who hears him, from Verdi's well-known masterpiece, Rigoletto. And in that performance, we heard the great tenor Juan Diego Flores with Carlo Rizzi conducting the Milan Symphony Orchestra. We're just 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with your host, Ron Nadell, here at KGNU, and I've got a playlist featuring the great lyric tenor Juan Diego Flores. Flores was born in Lima, Peru, in 1973. His father was a popular singer, and his mother managed a pub with live music. Flores would help at the pub and substitute if a performer didn't show up. And so he intended to become another popular musician like his guitarist father and attended the Lima National Conservatory of Music. And that's when his talents for classical music began to appear. So he joined the Peru National Chorus and got a scholarship to the Curtis Institute here in Philadelphia, where he studied from 1993 to 1996. He sang in student opera productions and displayed great ability in bel canto style. His first break came when he was just 23 years old, and he stepped in for an ailing singer as part of the 1996 Rossini Festival in Pesaro, Italy. He then debuted that same year at La Scala in Armida by Christoph Gluck, 23 years old. He'd become famous in many of Gluck's operas, particularly Orpheus, in Orpheus and Eurydice. Listen to him here in the famous aria from Act 3, where Gluck gives the story a happy ending. In the Greek myth, Orpheus' beautiful music convinces the gods to let him go into Hades to retrieve his wife, who died of a snake's bite. He's allowed to hold her hand and to guide her out of Hades, but he cannot look back at her. Well, at the last moment, he does look back, and Eurydice disappears forever. But in the opera, Orpheus, or Orphée, in the French version by Gluck, Orfe bemoans his situation and prepares to kill himself. But Amore, or Cupid, rewards Orfe's devotion and returns Eurydice to life.
Perdi.
J'ai perdu Eurydice. I have lost Eurydice. Orpheus intends to kill himself to join his wife in Hades. from Act 3 of Orfeo e Euridice by Christoph Gluck. And we heard the great Juan Diego Flores with Carlo Rizzi conducting the Milan Symphony. And we're 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel here at KGNU. And I've got a program highlighting the great Peruvian tenor. It wasn't long before Flores acquired international recognition for his agile lyric tenor. Within a year, he was invited to Covent Garden to sing in Donizetti's Elizabeth, or Elisabetta. Flores has gone on to excel in most of Donizetti's bel canto operas. And here he is in Donizetti's opera Lucrezia Borgia, about the legendary femme fatale. Flores is Borgia's son, Gennaro, but Gennaro does not know she is his mother. In this aria from the opera's prologue, Gennaro is weary from travel, and he's enjoying a quiet, solitary moment on a terrace overlooking the Giudecca Canal of Venice.
Thank you.
Come suave questa ora di silenzio. How delightful an hour of silence. Gennaro, unknowingly the son of Lucrezia Borgia, relaxes in her garden overlooking the canal in Venice from the prologue of Donizetti's Lucrezia Borgia. And we heard Juan Diego Flores, the tenor, with Carlo Rizzi conducting the Milan Symphony. It's almost 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. And I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program highlighting the voice of the great bel canto tenor. In 2002, at La Scala, Flores sang the role of Tonio in another Donizetti opera, The Daughter of the Regiment, La Fille du Regiment. After his Act I aria, which features 9 high Cs, Flores received a raucous ovation. It brought the performance to a halt, and Flores broke a nearly 80-year-old La Scala tradition. He immediately sang an encore of the aria. In that aria, Tonio, a soldier in the regiment, is trying to gain permission of the men to marry Marie, the adopted daughter of the regiment.
A mes amiques, jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. À mes amis, jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux.
fête. Désormais, me rend à elle. Oh, quel bonheur! Oui, mes amis, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. Oui, celle pour qui je respire, à me veut à daigner sourire. C'est tout espoir de bonheur, trouble ma raison. À mes amis, quel jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. À mes amis, quel jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. Je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux, je vais marcher. À mes amis, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux.
Le camarade est amoureux.
Et c'est en vous seul que j'espère.
Oh, c'est un bravo préféré.
Écoutez-moi, écoutez-moi, moi. Messieurs son père, messieurs son père. Écoutez-moi, écoutez-moi, car je sais qu'il demande de vous de me rendre ici.
Notre fille, qui nous fait chère, n'est pas pour un ennemi. Oh, il lui faut, elle est partie. Il lui faut, elle est partie.
Oh,
Ah, mes amis, my friends. Tonio appealing to the regiment to be allowed to marry Marie, the adopted daughter of the regiment, from Rossini's opera of the same title. And we heard Juan Diego Flores with Yves Abel conducting the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. And it is 32 minutes before 8 o'clock. And you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I've got a program highlighting the great voice of Juan Diego Flores. And be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday, where I'm going to continue with my series on the symphony. Tonight I've got music of our very own CU Boulder composer Jeffrey Nitsch and his Symphony No. 1, subtitled Formations, inspired by the geology of the Front Range. And I'll play my interview with Jeffrey Nitsch as he describes his approach to the symphony and explains what's going on in the music of each movement. That's at 8 p.m. on a Classic Monday, right here on KGNU.
KGNU Summer Fun Drive will take place July 10th through July 15th. Your donation to KGNU right now in advance of the drive will help us reach our goal sooner so we can focus on making waves for another 40 years. Just go to kgnu.org or call 303-449-4885 to make your donation and feel good about the programming you support. Your support makes everything we do possible. That's kgnu.org.
Well, with Juan Diego Flores' youthful good looks and trim figure and the ease with which he sings, he's an international superstar in constant demand from every major hall on every continent in the world except Antarctica. His voice has been described as perfectly integrating head and chest voice with no audible indication when he transitions from one to the other. His interpretations and performances have brought new life to even small roles, such as Paulino in Domenico Cimarosa's 1792 comic opera, The Secret Wedding. And the plot is worthy of Shakespeare. Paulino is married to Carolina, but because her older sister isn't married, they have kept their marriage a secret. Paulino works for her father, and he's doing the best he can to help him find a suitor for the sister so that he can finally announce that he and Carolina are married. Well, of course, in comic opera, things get out of hand, and instead, someone comes forward who wants to marry the younger sister, Carolina. Well, in Act Two, Paulino can't take it, and he takes Carolina aside and says that the only solution is for them to run away at night.
Sentirà, sortiremo. sarà da noi si troverà, là da noi si troverà. Chiusi in quella il vetturino per schivar qualunque intoppo, per schivar qualunque intoppo. I cavalli dicono senza posa pacera, senza posa pacera. Ma una vecchia mia parente
assisterà. Sposa cara, sta pur lieta, sta pur lieta, che l'amor ne assisterà, ne assisterà, ne assisterà. E che spunti in cielo aurora, cara sposa, senti bene. Pian pianino dalla porta del giardino, vedi che di a lento passo scenderemo fino a basso, che nessun ci sentirà, che nessun ci sentirà. Pronta, pronta la carrozza, la da noi si troverà, la da noi si troverà. Del giardino, pian pianino, pian pianino, pronta, pronta la carrozza, la da noi si troverà.
Pria che punti. Paulino is caught between confessing that he's married and running away. And he tells his wife they must run away before dawn from Cimarosa's comic opera, The Secret Wedding. And we heard Juan Diego Flores, the tenor, as Paulino. Carlo Rizzi conducted the Milan Symphony. Of course, the other major composer of bel canto opera was Rossini, and his virtuoso comedies provided canvases for Flores to display his range of talents. So we're going to hear two selections from Rossini's opera, The Count Ori. Count Ori is a spoiled, unscrupulous young man attracted to the Countess Adele. Ori's father and Adele's husband are both conveniently away fighting in the Crusades. To be near the Countess, Ori disguises himself as a religious holy man, and he offers cures and advice in this rapid-fire patter ensemble that you're about to hear. He's surrounded by the townspeople who tell him of their maladies, seeking a cure. And as fast as they can describe their complaints, he declares they'll be cured. Young Count Ori, pretending to be a wise old hermit, dispensing advice and cures as he tries to get near Countess Adele. Now I'm going to conclude tonight's program on Juan Diego Flores with the final scene from Rossini's opera, Count Ori. Ori devises a plan to sneak into Adele's castle with his friends, by all dressing as nuns. It's stormy outside, and so Adele lets the penitent women in, giving them a room to dry off. The Duke's servant, Solier, arrives with news that the Crusaders are returning, and he also heard that Count Ori intends to fake his way into the castle. Well, of course, he's already in the castle. Adele is alarmed. What will the husbands think when they find men in the house? Solier has a plan and tells Adele to go to her chamber, and he follows her. The servant of Solier blows out the candles in her chamber and puts her veil around his head. Then, sitting on a lounge in a dark corner, he hides Adele behind himself. Then in this scene, Count Ori enters in disguise and approaches Isolier, thinking in the dark it's Adele. In a trio, Ori takes Isolier's hand and presses it to his chest, declaring his love, while Adele answers him coyly, speaking from behind the servant Isolier. Ori then throws off his disguise and goes to kiss Isolier, discovering he's been had. Just then, trumpets announce the arrival of the Crusaders, and Ori, fearing he'll be caught, makes a hasty retreat just as the men enter. The women run to their husbands as everyone sings a hymn of praise and thanks. The final scene from Rossini's Count Ori, featuring the tenor Juan Diego Flores.
dans cette chambre où je ne puis dormir. Tout me trouble, tout m'inquiète. Je peur, permettez-moi, près de vous de venir. Permettez-moi, près de vous de charme. Quand on est deux, on a moins peur.
Et lorsque l'on est deux,
je ne puis d'alarme.
Que faites-vous?
Moi, plus d'effrayeur. Plus d'effrayeur quand cette main est sur mon cœur.
Pressez-moi,
Madame,
tant vous aimais assez. Pour la rançon qu'exigez-vous?
Engage votre départ. Évitez le courroux de l'armerie. Par un secret passage, je vais guider vos pas. Et votre page fermera la porte sur vous.
Celui qui nous a joué tous.
Count Ory's plan to woo Countess Adele blows up in his face as the Crusaders return, and he makes a hasty escape out the window. The conclusion of Rossini's sparkling opera, The Count Ory. And in that recording, we heard the great Juan Diego Flores, Marie-Ange Todorovich, Stefania Bonfadelli, and Jesus Lopez Cobos conducted the Bologna Theater Orchestra. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me this evening in the Opera Box with our featured program, featuring the tenor, Juan Diego Flores. Stay tuned now for a Classic Monday.
KGNU Summer Fun Drive will take place July 10th through July 15th. Your donation to KGNU right now in advance of the drive will help us reach our goal sooner so we can focus on making waves for another 40 years. Just go to kgnu.org or call 303-449-4885 to make your donation and feel good about the programming you support. Your support makes everything we do possible. That's kgnu.org.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, with part 30 on my series of programs tracing the development of the symphony from its Baroque origins in the Concerto Grosso of the 1600s to today. And tonight's segment concludes our survey of American symphonists with the music of Samuel Jones and the music of Jeffrey Nitsch and Cindy McTee. Never heard of them? Join me in our journey of discovery. Well, I began our symphonic safari 15 months ago, with the intention of illustrating the evolution of symphonic form and composition, beginning with the Concerto Grosso of the 17th century, and in roughly chronological order, tracing the symphony through the works of its most important contributors, from the European traditions of Haydn and Mozart to Beethoven, Berlioz, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Schumann, Brahms, Dvorak, Saint-Saëns, Tchaikovsky, Bruckner, Mahler, Sibelius, Prokofiev, Rachmaninoff, Vaughan Williams, and Shostakovich, to the American inheritance of the symphony by George Chadwick, Amy Beach, George Strong, John Knowles Payne, Charles Ives, Roy Harris, Walter Piston, Howard Hanson, William Grant Still, Aaron Copland, Samuel Barber, Elliot Carter, William Schumann, Alan Havanas, Leonard Bernstein, and last week, George Rochberg, Peter Menon, and Philip Glass. All these programs and composers are available for review in the KGNU archives at afterfm.com. And you can search for my programs by my name to find all the programs that I have hosted going back at least 15 months. Of course, I've had to leave out many, many excellent symphonies and composers from the repertoire, and in some of my future programs, I will return from time to time to those other symphonic works and try to explain how they fit like branches on the tree trunk of symphonic history. One thing that becomes clear is that aside from a few of our American composers, the symphonies